Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. Please make a gift online at loe.org or call 800-893-3377 right now. And thanks.
Carbon dioxide has the planet between a rock and a hard place. We get needed energy from fossil fuels, yet burning them produces a greenhouse gas that's causing climate change. But perhaps the answer lies in the problem. Put the gas between a rock and a hard place. Not just any rock, but a type called ultramafic. Jörg Mata has investigated this ultra-interesting rock. He's an associate research scientist at Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory. Hi, Mr. Mata.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me about the ultramafic rock.
Yeah, ultramafic rocks are mantle rocks, which are usually 25 to 37 miles below surface, and they are rich in magnesium silicate minerals. And actually, these magnesium silicate minerals can be used for carbon sequestration. The magnesium is used to carbonate the CO2 into magnesium carbonate minerals.
Which is like chalk and limestone, right?
Exactly, yeah.
So it sequesters the carbon dioxide. It changes it.
Yeah, that's true. It changes, you know, the carbon dioxide, which is a gas, into a mineral, which is stable and environmentally benign.
So this would provide, then, a stable sequestration. You wouldn't have to worry about the gas escaping from a hole in the ground because it wouldn't be a gas anymore.
Exactly. And, you know, that's the big, big advantage in this sequestration option, that you produce an environmentally benign calcium or magnesium carbonate mineral, which cannot leak back CO2 into the atmosphere.
Well, how long does this chemical reaction take in nature?
Every day it takes place, but it's, as we could see in Oman, on average, you know, these carbonates you can find in this type of rocks are 26,000 years old. So it's on geologic time much faster than we thought before, but it's not fast enough for our engineered process to really, you know, soak up a lot of carbon dioxide.
So how can we speed up this chemical reaction between the ultramafic rock and CO2?
Generally, you know, you can grind the rocks to really fine powder, and then you can react the rocks with carbon dioxide on the surface here, you know, like in a cement factory, and produce, you know, these carbonate minerals. But you can also think about to inject CO2 into these rocks. And also, if you heat up the rocks to 185 degrees, the reaction just takes off and it goes forever. So it's sustainable. And so heat speeds up the reaction.
Now, we don't have to drill down, you know, 45 miles into the earth to do this, do we? Or do we?
Oh, no. These rocks, you know, are through tectonic processes. These rocks were thrusted onto the continental crust because, you know, the mountain forming processes put these rocks on the surface.
Well, you mentioned that you can find this type of rock in Oman. Where in the United States is this rock found?
Yeah, in the United States, you find a lot of ultramafic rocks in California, Oregon, and Washington State. You will find these rocks also, you know, along the whole Appalachian mountain belt, and you also find it in the interior in Wyoming, Montana, and Minnesota, and a little bit, you know, in Texas and in the South.
How much CO2 could we absorb? I mean, we're pumping out like 30 billion tons a year of the stuff.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you could sequester, you know, the next 500 years of U.S. CO2 emissions. For Oman itself, and in Oman, we have an ultramafic rock body of 350 kilometers long, 40 kilometers wide, and 5 kilometers thick. If we would use every magnesium ion in these rocks and convert that to carbonates, we would have thousands of years absorption capacity. But, you know, more realistic is roughly, you know, on a scale of 1 billion ton of CO2 per year, that's possible in this type of rocks.
So if we had an international trading scheme and where there was real value on CO2, countries that had this type of rock could make money out of it.
Exactly, and that's why, you know, the Ministry of Commerce of the Sultanate of Oman is interested. You know, they have the biggest ultramafic rock body in Oman, and it's just a black green rock sitting there, but you know, it could be used as a source of income.
Jörg Matta is an associate research scientist at Lamont Doherty Earth Observatory, part of the Earth Institute at Columbia University. Mr. Matta, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks a lot. It was good talking to you.
Just ahead, joking the shark to save the seven seas. That's coming up on Living on Earth.
Support for the Environmental Health Desk at Living on Earth comes from the Cedar Tree Foundation. Support also comes from the Richard and Rhoda Goldman Fund for coverage of population and the environment, and from Gilman Ordway for coverage of conservation and environmental change. This is Living on Earth on PRI, Public Radio International.